From R2's rather pointed silence, Luke guessed the droid was thinking that too. The distant horizon, barely visible as dark planet against dark but starlit sky, was starting to show a visible curvature now.
Better start calculating our jump to light speed, R2, he called over his shoulder. We're probably going to have to get out of here in a hurry.
He got a confirming beep from the droid's position and turned his attention back to the horizon ahead. A whole fleet of Star Destroyers, he knew, could be lurking below that horizon, out of range of his instruments, waiting for him to get too far from any possible cover to launch their attack. Out of range of his instruments, but perhaps not out of range of Jedi senses. Closing his eyes to slits, flooding his mind with calmness, he stretched out through the Force.
He got it an instant before R2's startled warning shrill shattered the air. An Imperial Star Destroyer, all right, but not cutting across his path as Luke had expected. Instead, it was coming up from behind in an atmosphere top-forced orbit that had allowed it to build up speed without sacrificing the advantages of planetary cover. Hang on, Luke shouted, throwing emergency power to the drive. But it was a futile gesture, and both he and the Imperials knew it. The Star Destroyer was coming up fast, its tractor beams already activated and tracking him. Within a handful of seconds, they were going to get him. Or at least, they were going to get the freighter. Luke hit his strap release, opening a disguised panel as he did so, and touching the three switches hidden there. The first switch keyed in the limited autopilot. The second unlocked the aft proton torpedo launcher and started it firing blindly back toward the Star Destroyer. The third activated the freighter's self-destruct. His X-Wing was wedged nose forward in the cargo area behind the cockpit alcove, looking for all the world like some strange metallic animal peering out of its burrow. Luke leaped to the open canopy, coming within an ace of cracking his head on the freighter's low ceiling in the process. R2, already snugged into the X-Wing's droid socket, was jabbering softly to himself as he ran the starfighter's systems from standby to full ready. Even as Luke strapped in and pulled on his flight helmet, the droid signaled they were clear to fly. Okay, Luke told him, resting his left hand on the special switch that had been added to his control board. If this is going to work, we're going to have to time it just right. Be ready.
Again, he closed his eyes, letting the Force flow through his senses. Once before, on his first attempt to locate the Jedi Master Sabaoth, he tangled like this with the Imperials. An X-Wing against an Imperial Star Destroyer. That, too, had been a deliberate ambush, though he hadn't realized it until Sabaoth's unholy alliance with the Empire had been laid bare. In that battle, skill and luck and the Force had saved him. This time, if the specialists back at Coruscant had done their job right, the luck was already built in. With his mind deeply into the Force, he sensed the locking of the tractor beam a half second before it actually occurred. His hand jabbed the switch, and even as the freighter jerked in the tractor beam's powerful grip, the front end blew apart into a cloud of metallic shards. An instant later, kicked forward by a deck-mounted blast booster, the X-Wing shot through the glittering debris. For a long, heart-stopping moment, it seemed as though the tractor beam was going to be able to maintain its hold despite the obscuring particle fog. Then, all at once, the grip slackened and was gone. We're free! Luke shouted back at R2, rolling the X-Wing over and driving hard for deep space. I'm going evasive. Hang on! He rolled the X-Wing again, and as he did so, a pair of brilliant green flashes shot past the transparasteel canopy. With their tractor beams outdistanced, the Imperials had apparently decided to settle for shooting him out of the sky. Another barrage of green flames scorched past, and there was a yelp from R2 as something burned through the deflectors to slap against the X-Wing's underside. Reaching out again to the Force, Luke let it guide his hands on the controls. And then, almost without warning, it was time. Reaching to the hyperdrive lever, Luke pulled it back.